Check Solstice Shadows, presented by Science at NASA. Shaquille O'Neal's stubby shadow is proof that our planet is tipped on its side, and summer has arrived. June 21, 2002. LA Lakers center Shaquille O'Neal has a sweet spin move. His hook shot is deadly, his dunks thunderous, and he even swishes free throws, when he wants to. Opposing coaches say he's unstoppable. He ought to be. The NBA All-Star weighs 315 pounds and stands 7 feet 1 inch tall. But later today, around lunchtime, Shaq's shadow will measure barely 1 foot 4 inches. It's been shrinking all week. Good news for the rest of the league? No, it's just the summer solstice. On June 21st, the first day of northern summer, the noontime sun will soar high in the sky. Observers north of the tropics will see it reach its highest elevation of the year. Everyone's shadows will be short, not just Shaq's. This happens because our planet's spin axis is tilted. Today the North Pole is tipped 23.5 degrees toward the sun, and midday shadows north of the tropics are short. The situation is reversed in the southern hemisphere. The South Pole is tipped away from the sun, so midday shadows south of the tropics are longer than usual. If Shaq flew to Buenos Aires for lunch today, his shadow would stretch an impressive 11 feet 4 inches, 16 inches taller than a regulation basketball hoop. Now that's scary. The tilt of Earth's spin axis not only causes shadows to expand and shrink, it's also the reason for seasons. In June, the sun is high in the sky, days are long, it gets hot, and we call it summer. In December, the sun hangs low, days are brief and cold, and we call that winter. Seasons are reversed south of the equator. No one knows why Earth's axis is tipped by 23.5 degrees. Probably it's just good luck. Some astronomers believe that about 5 billion years ago, when Earth was very young, our planet was struck by a Mars-sized proto-world. The collision created the moon and perhaps knocked Earth a bit on its side. If Earth had no tilt, we would experience no seasons. No crisp winter days, no autumn leaves, no spring cleaning, no summer vacation. Too much tilt would cause seasons to be extreme. The planet Uranus, for example, is tilted 97 degrees. If Earth were like that, most of our planet would experience nights lasting weeks or months, depending on latitude. The North Pole would be hotter than the Sahara Desert during summer, while tropical oceans would freeze. And incidentally, Shaq's shadow in Los Angeles on June 21st would be 10 feet 6 inches long, all day long. Mild seasons, 24-hour days, and short summers. It's much better this way. Experience it yourself. Step outside today around lunchtime. Feel the warmth. Glance around. Most northerners won't notice many shadows at all. They are hiding underneath cars, beneath trees, and underfoot. If you can find a tree-lined road, look down it. The asphalt, normally crisscrossed with the shadows of trees, will be bare and hot, all sunlight and no shade. Look again in 6 months and you'll see a big difference, like this. Shaq's summer shadow, 1 foot 4 inches. Shaq's winter shadow, 11 feet 4 inches. That's unstoppable proof that our planet is tilted. This story was written and read by Tony Phillips, an LA Lakers fan. To find more Science at NASA stories on the Internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.